Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, of course, Daniel Brigman. And a special day, couple of special guests in the second hour, Daniel Natal. He is talking about schools. New American article, video out called School of Darkness. And where went wrong with school? One of the big things in this country. Why are our children coming out with socialist thoughts or even worse or whatever? He has a great piece on the New American about this. He's going to come here to discuss it. And what exactly are you getting into? You know, I've talked about this with a lot of my relatives, and they're starting to see. My one aunt has a grandson who's in kindergarten, and the kindergartner's coming home with all these diversity ideas and is starting to click with her, with my aunt. My aunt's finally starting to see it and what the child's actually learning. School is not like when I went to school, and it's certainly like even the older generation, like my parents' generation or my of course, my grandparents' generation is mostly, that generation is mostly passed on, but school is completely different. And you assume that's just like when you went to school. It's not. And we're going to talk about that with Daniel Tall. Wayne Elliott is here. He's rare and ready to go. He is in the stalls and ready to be released. We'll join him in a moment. I wanted to talk about introduce one concept or one story. We've talked about this quite a bit, and I'm going to read this again and then connect it with the probably, I don't know if it is, it's certainly one of the biggest stories of the day, of the week, of the past 6 months here. Social justice. If you Google social justice definition, say definition of social justice, here's what you will get. The first thing, dictionary, Oxford Languages from Google. Social justice is justice in terms of the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. That's the definition. Okay, let's go over that again. Justice in terms of distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. There are so many problems and so many alarm bells should come off when you hear that definition and hear that word. We've been taught that that word means equality, it means something good, it means hope, it means whatever. Okay, here's the definition of it. Justice. Who decides what justice is? Justice in terms of distribution of wealth, meaning if you have wealth and somebody thinks that that's unjust for you to have that wealth, well, then you're not supposed to have wealth, that wealth, if social justice is to occur. This is communism. When you hear the word distribution of wealth, that boom. I mean, it should be like an anvil go off in your head. Opportunities and privileges within the society. How do you gauge opportunities? How do you gauge privileges? Notice there's nothing about rights, nothing about unalienable rights, inherent rights, natural rights of man. Here's the sentence they give in the definition of social justice. You'll see in a moment why I'm spending some time here. Quote, this is the sentence they give with the definition. Individuality gives way to the struggle for social justice. There's that word struggle, and that's the people's struggle. That's the communist dog whistle that they've used for 200 years almost. The struggle of the masses so that we can get equality. Individuality gives way to the struggle for social justice. What is the American ethic? What is the American ideal? What is it? America is not a geographic place. America is an idea. And if you don't believe me, just watch as the ideas begin to erode, as the ideas begin to change. Watch how fast geographic lines change also. The American ideal is, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That is the greatest political sentence we have ever seen written for at least 3,000 years, maybe ever. Maybe ever. Maybe ever. It is the greatest accomplishment of this country that by law, that is the charter, of course, from the Declaration of Independence, the charter of our nation, that the individuality of mankind inherent, inherent in you, the crown placed on you, your ability to choose the destiny of your life And that is the opportunity. That is the golden ticket. That is the ideal. Now it comes up and is competing with this idea of social justice, where the balance between your individuality and society's, there we go with this, society's needs. The founding of our country is not based on society's needs. It is based on the individual's protection. The protection of the endowment of the Creator. This is not my opinion. This is codified law in the United States of America. The fact that our schools don't teach this over and over and over and over again, and somebody like me has to come on the radio and say that, is the biggest black eye in our country. The biggest. That we are losing this ethic and our connection with our Creator and this individuality. The second definition, when you Google, of social justice. This is from Wikipedia to give you a further elucidation of what this means. Social justice is the relation of balance. These are all good words. Equal, equality, balance. Balance between individuals and society. So the competing interests become the individual and the society, the government, the whatever, society. Measured by comparing distribution of wealth differences from personal liberties to fair privilege opportunities. Do you see what they just did with this definition? They imagine a scale that is right in front of you. On one side, they put your personal liberties. Who gave them to you? In America, we believe it was the Creator. It's inherent in us. From birth, it is given to us. They just put your personal liberties on a scale next to quote unquote fair privilege opportunities, whatever that means, that there has to be a balance, that these personal liberties are not allowed to flourish and go unfettered, balanced by the rights of others. No, now they're balanced against a measure of society and a measure of fair opportunities. Who judges this fairness? Who tips this scale? Who is the person that's putting the finger on your liberties? We have seen with this COVID. Look, people are dying. People are getting sick all across the board. But you got to be, your head buried in the sand to not see that this whole thing has been used as another way to push this agenda and push control on our country, our world, not just our country. But America, the world has its eye on the United States of America, because about 250 years ago, our founders decided to sign their name to a document that dared to declare that our rights are beyond government, and that government's only purpose is then to support these rights. Go find me another country who's done it. Go find me any country in the world who's done it in existence right now and for thousands of years who has ever done it. Ever. Ever. As Daniel Webster says, miracles do not cluster, my friend. Don't expect what has happened once in 6,000 years, don't expect to happen again. If America is to fall, the whole world will go into chaos and anarchy. Not my quote, his quote. All of America is looking at this. Why am I going through this whole diatribe here, getting on my soapbox? The biggest story of the past few months, or one of them certainly, is this case in Minnesota about George Floyd and the police. The call is now, it's already went through the House of Representatives, now it's in the Senate, it's called the George Floyd Bill. The George Floyd Bill, of course, it's cast as a social justice manifesto, if you will, between the police and between the people of our society. What it really is a link to have federal control over policing, a federal control over the sheriff. Another unbelievable mark of the United States is that law enforcement in this country is directly connected to the people by a vote, not bureaucracy, in the form of a sheriff. A sheriff is elected every 4 years, usually. Almost every county in America, and there's 3,100 counties, almost every county in America has a sheriff. A couple states have made moves to get rid of them, regrettably, but almost all, like 98%. Of the counties in this country have a sheriff, and they are elected directly by you. What does that mean? The law, liberty is law in America, or should be. You know the song, America the Beautiful, all these liberty, our liberty, our liberty in law. Can't sing this morning. Our liberty in law. Where's our liberty? In our law. What is our law? Our rights come from God, and the government is here to protect them. That is the law. That is our liberty. They're interconnected. So the sheriff is directly connected by the, directly elected by the people. This George Floyd bill is trying to take this whole dynamic. This is so much bigger than some black man dying, being choked to death, because he was. I mean, it was terrible what happened. Terrible. This is so much bigger than some, black man on the streets in Minnesota dying. Tragic, terrible, awful. The cop who was involved deserves, everything he's get. Apparently he is, gonna get, and apparently it looks that way. Okay. What you cannot do is now you take that and give away your connection to law and let the federal government be involved in these decisions, because you will overturn everything that America stands for. And this is, we are hanging by a thread. The Constitution of this country is hanging by a thread. And if it's not in our hearts, it's not in our way, it doesn't exist. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stand. Now is the time to try men's souls. The summer soldier in these times will shrink. But now our country, our founding fathers, everyone will applaud you for standing for truth and for rightness. And the word social justice should send a, like a piercing, dog whistle through your head and mind. That is communism. That is a takeover of our country. This George Floyd bill is a perfect demonstration of it. That's my introduction. I wanted to do that before we got to Wayne. I don't know what Wayne wants to say about it or not. I don't want to put him on the spot. We always love to have Wayne Elliott. Of course, he's a health advocate. He's been an unbelievable representative and a speaker about the Strauss products. It's always a pleasure to have him on. Our good friend, one of the greatest Canadians we know, the greatest Canadian we know, Wayne Elliott. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. Always great to be with you, buddy. And I'd like my first comment to be, we need to change our Canadian national anthem, which starts out, "Oh Canada, our true north, strong and free." We got to insert the words "used to be." Oh Canada, our true north used to be strong and free. Because we're not strong, we're broke, we have no navy. Everybody's afraid. They've managed to scare the heck out of almost all Canadians. And free, my goodness, we're not free. We're still in lockdown here. And, you know, America's the second people. If you guys were to have a second language, it would likely be Spanish, with all the Hispanic folks that you have immigrated to America, and Mexicans and so forth, some people from South America. Well, in Canada, our great big immigration the last 20 years was from Asia, Indians, Pakistan. That was our biggest immigrant, and Chinese, actually, too. Vancouver is now less than 50% Native Canadians, and so is Toronto, our biggest city. 2009-2011, Native Canadians became the minority in our two biggest cities. And, boy, oh, boy, talk about social justice. It seems to me has gone, I don't know what you say, Daniel, in reverse, too far. I mean, the things that have happened here, just to use an example, not people don't take this as being against anybody. It's just an example. The gay pride weeks and the gay pride parades here in Canada that the government, in Toronto, the government gives $5 million towards it. I've always said, why not the Boy Scouts parade? Why not the Girl Guides? Why not other worthy groups? They don't get parades, just Santa Claus. There was always a Santa Claus parade. I was in a steel mill 2 weeks ago, Daniel, and with a bunch of younger men. They were in their, I would say, late 20s and early 30s. And I went up to the board to show them, with, I'm not a good drawer, but I wanted to show them what I was talking about. And I said, if you don't mind, I'll go up on the whiteboard. And you know, it's a whiteboard where you use magic markers and you can erase them. And the one young fella said, oh, you can't call that a whiteboard. I said, no, I mean the white easel board right here at the front of the room. He said, you can't call it a whiteboard. That's an erasable marker board. I said, oh, okay. And I must have had this dumb look on my face. He said, board is racist. And that did throw me off my thinking a little bit. I certainly didn't have mind when I said that. I always called it that. In school, we used to call it a blackboard because they were black and they used chalk on it. So that must be racial today, too. It's gone a little bit far, in my opinion. And what about the majority of people? Speaking for myself in Canada, when's the majority going to rule or be considered? We're in lockdown here, and I mentioned that about Pakistan and India because although they shut the Canadian-U.S. border over a year ago, Daniel, and most recently you cannot go out in the lake by yourself in a canoe or a boat fishing. You can't do that. We're locked down. But up until a couple of weeks ago, we had 60 airplane flights a day coming in from Pakistan and India. Ugh. And, which strains and which countries are having problems now. And so they've extended that till June 21st, no flights from India or Pakistan. But for the rest of us, there's a three-phase reopening now. And you're going to love this, Daniel. It has nothing to do with infection rates or death. It has only to do with vaccination rates. And in between each of the three phases, there's 21-day rest period. So whatever the phase takes to get up to, I think the first one is 50%. Right now, I think there's 7% of Canadians have been vaccinated because we're the 64th country in the world to get vaccines.
What is that percentage? Say that percentage again.
I think it's 7 right now.
7, okay.
And we'll start to open up when something like 50 or 60% are fully vaccinated and 20% partially vaccinated, and then we'll wait 21 days till the next phase. So restaurants, maybe, will be open for Christmas here in Canada. I just went to the chiropractor this morning and through the town of Welland next to us here, and my God, it's strange, Daniel, seeing every store and shop closed. It's just, it's madness. Why would it be based on vaccination rates and not infection and death rates, which, by the way, have decreased considerably, as I believe they have in the United States? They're calling it a bit of a disaster in our province of Manitoba. That's the one first west of Ontario, big province. Because they blew the other records away. 34 people out of every 100,000 residents are becoming infected, not dying. Now,
34 out of 100. Did you say 34 out of 100,000?
Yep, that's the, and it blows away the next worst province, which is Alberta, Canada, at 20. People per 100,000. Now, these figures make sense to me because I'll tell you, Daniel, in years gone by, I've been in business over 50 years. This is my 51st. 200 folks work with us now. Thousands of people work with me over the years. And every single year in my memory, influenza B, the flu, hit far more people than did COVID. Far more people. 2019 was a good example. It was terrible up here for influenza B. It just seemed like for weeks and weeks it was a rotation. Two people out this week, two people out next week, just as those came back. The same thing in the plants and the yards. It was tremendous percentage of the population. I don't know what, but
well, let me give you a number. Let me give you a number. So the winter of 2018-19, winter 2018-19, the CDC, not the Power Hour, not Wayne, not Daniel, the CDC said in America, I don't know about Canada, but in America, 38 million people, which is a little over 10%, 38 million people had flu. 38 million. In the winter that we just had, they said that, 9,000 people had flu. You do the math.
Yeah.
38 million to 9,000. You do the math. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. It's nonsense, of course. It's nonsense. It's pushing COVID. They scared everybody very well. They did a great job with that. And not to say that people haven't died and will continue. There'll be deaths just as there are with influenza B. Anybody who's got a serious ailment otherwise, they're at greater risk, obviously. They're at greater risk without the flu or COVID or common cold or pneumonia or anything. They have serious Schedule A diseases or ailments. So, but imagine that they've managed to scare everyone to the extent, Daniel, that people are buying into this, just getting more and more scared. Now, think of the biggest football game or soccer game you was ever to with 100,000 people, and then try and imagine picking out 34 out of that big stadium. You'd have trouble if they were all wearing gold shirts. I mean, my point is, it's do I know people have had COVID? Absolutely. I'm pretty sure I had it after we met in December of 19, Daniel. And then my wife as well. I was down for a few weeks. I wasn't in bed, but I didn't leave the house, and I sure was at half power. One of our plants shut down for 2 weeks because two people tested positive. Weren't sick. One had a fever. One didn't feel well, headache, I think. And they were chomping at the bit a couple of days later, calling in, when can we come back? And the law was 2 weeks with no symptoms. So with all the hundreds of people I talked to in the course of a month, I guess I don't know 10 people that have had COVID.
There's the music.
So,
more on the other side with Wayne Elliott. This is an important discussion. I mean, this may seem rote or over and over again. It isn't. This is where the rubber is meeting the road. All these things and these theories and whatever, this is where it's all coming together. In Canada, our neighbor to the north, this is very important what is going on up there. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, bad bread, but destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Without question, I've said this, geez, 100 times at least, the most profound product we have ever sold at the Power Mall, ever. 20 years, going back from Joyce, the most profound, when I say profound, I mean, it's like, some of these stories are like Lazarus being raised from the dead. I'm being a little overdramatic, but only slightly. Testimonies of people, the doctor says, hey, we got a bypass scheduled here in a few months. We're watching things. We're going to have to do this if things don't change. And they get on the heart drops and they come back and, oh, we don't have to do it anymore. It's going back. Or legs. You know, we're really going to have to amputate your leg here if this doesn't get better, this neuropathy and stuff. This is going to have to go here soon. They get on the heart drops. Oh, wow, your leg is doing better. You can keep your leg now. I mean, think about that. When you talk about profound, that's what I'm talking about. That is profound. And the FDA and the whatever and all this, these are people's testimonies. This is what happened, was happening. They took the heart drops or the other Strauss products, and this is the result. Profound. The Strauss products, we are so proud to be aligned with them. They are the greatest products that we've ever sold at the Power, and we have some great products. And I mean, there's a few products I would put in that category of just like, you know, you just have to have top shelf. And at the top of those, everybody, if you're over, geez, 35, 40, you need to be looking at these products. Period. I mean, that's why I said we have Wayne here, the man himself, Strauss Heart Drops. Wayne, do you want to add anything before we get back to, what's going on in Canada?
I have to agree with you for myself, my folks, and staff and customers and thousands of people, Daniel, over the years. It's my most profound experience was my relationship with Jim Strauss, but the most profound moment of my life was the day I got my first bottle 24 or 5 years ago and started to take the Strauss Heart Drops. I know I would not only be with you today, I might not have been with Joyce 18, 19 years ago. And the satisfaction guarantee, Daniel, and the safety, no contraindications with other drugs. There's nothing to lose. And I love that. I love the no risk. No risk even to lose your money and be unhappy. So it warms my heart every time I hear somebody got a bottle because I just know if they needed it, I just know they're going to do better. The energy, increased energy, of course, because blood flow is energy. It's life, most important body function. And that's what one should expect if they need and take Strauss Heart Drops, is that blood flow is energy. Wherever there's restriction or total blockage, Daniel, there's going to be trouble. Just as simple as that. So I agree with everything you said, that's for sure. And I will always, Jim is no longer with us, but I'll always love that man and what he and his formulas have done for me and my family and many others. And that's why I'm so passionate about it, Daniel. You know me well enough that, and I always will be passionate. How could I not be? I'm here because of them. So, and feeling pretty good, and I've had a good life, you know, instead of, I always thought, once I saw the earlobe creases and read that years ago, the study from Harvard about the earlobe creases and clogged arteries, and I thought I was going to break the family record and be the youngest one to go, because that was in my 30s when I read that, my late 30s. And it was still years before, I think I was 42, when I finally heard and got my hands on Strauss Heart Drop. So I was the luckiest guy in the world, and I kind of thought that maybe this is what I'm supposed to do. Maybe that's why I was saved and didn't have the fatal heart attack or stroke back then. It was maybe this is what I'm supposed to do, and I mean, I would do it anyway. I've always done it over all these years since Jim taught me, and it's the most rewarding thing in my life too, Daniel. So enough about that, but you can't go wrong, folks. You can't be cheated. You can't be harmed. But you just might feel a heck of a lot better, whether it's your bladder, getting up too many times through the night, your kidneys, high blood pressure, restricted blood flow, angina, cholesterol problems, prostate for men. What a great formula. My dad had his prostate saved with that formula, and mine straightened out years ago. So I just hope people will give it to themselves. And I know money is tight for everyone, and but these I've found to be very, very important products, Daniel.
Well, there's no price for health. You want to know? You know what's costly, ladies and gentlemen? Being sick. Being sick and unhealthy is costly. And I know what it means to be unhealthy. I've had a lot of health challenges in my life. That's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about this. And I know how Wayne feels. I've talked to Wayne countless hours. All those Strauss products, the heart drops, the CardioCom, the bladder, the kidney. I don't know how old you are if you're listening, but you don't have to go too many years in this earth. Your kidney is going to start it's a filter, and you're going to start having problems with it. Because of our diet, because of what's in the water, you know, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. I mean, if you're not filtering these things, if you're not, regular checkup, if you're not, then what are you doing? If you're not using Strauss to do it, then what are you doing? If you're not using Strauss to help the CardioCom, to help your heart, to help your arteries, to clean your arteries, if you're not using Strauss, then what are you using? And what can you use that is as good as that? If you find something better, please let me know. Because I've been in this industry and been on this quest a long time, not just being on the radio, but just health overall. I have never seen a product so profound. Never. I can say that about the heart drops and the other ones. The standard is extremely high with them also and extremely important. So check those out. All the Strauss products, extremely important. Getting back to what we're talking about here. Life as we know it obviously has changed over the last year and a half, and how quickly, you know, you want to know how quickly things can change? Well, just look over the last year and a half. And they can change faster than you realize, and something out of the blue that you have awareness of. And looking back on it, it doesn't make sense. It's not logical, but the whole system, the media, what have you, they're talking to Wayne during the break. There is no question there's been a conspiracy to control, manipulate, slow roll truthful information about this COVID. No question. Now, you can argue about what the results, the meaning, the intentions, whatever. You can argue about all those things. You can't argue that's been going on. Luc Montagnier, who is one of the premier minds and scientists in the world, Nobel Prize winner, Sherry Rogers quotes him all the time. He's the first one to look at this pathogen and say, without question, COVID is man-made, without question, 100%. He said it, not me. Now he is saying, Professor Luc Montagnier said that epidemiologists know but are, quote, silent about the phenomenon known as antibody-dependent enhancement. What does that mean? The variants you are hearing about, Professor Luc here, Nobel Prize winner, says are being caused by the vaccine. Now you have international flights. This idea that you're going to have to get a vaccine card and the airlines are holding off internationally. Other countries are saying, well, that can be forged, that can be whatever. We're going to be hesitant to accept a vaccine card from your doctor, but we don't know what we'll accept yet. Really? You're lying again? Come on. Obviously, there's some intention here in this idea that, oh, you can't trust people to tell the truth about the vaccines, what have you. That's along the horizon. Put this together with what Wayne is saying in Canada. This is not science fiction. This is right now. 20 people, 30 people out of 100,000 are getting infected. Not dying, getting sick, just getting infected. And then we're going to shut down the whole economy. And they've been on lockdown. How long have you been on lockdown, Wayne? And when are you supposed to be? What does it look like a day to day? What does it look like, and when is it supposed to come off?
Well, we've had 1 week in 2021 not in lockdown. We locked down Christmas night at midnight, and I honestly can't remember when they lifted that for 1 week. And, of course, this is a live virus. It doesn't go away when we go into hiding, Daniel. It's a live virus. The flu, influenza B, doesn't go away if we all hide. It's here for years and years, and will be here for years to come, forever, they say. So these lockdowns do not work. I think Florida and Texas, Sweden, have proved that. Yes, there were infections. Yes, there were deaths. But so were there here. And now after Canadians acting like America was the den of COVID, it used to make me sick to people's comments, leave the border closed for 5 years, comments like this. Well, now, isn't it ironic that there have been more deaths per 100,000 people in Canada than in the United States, and more infections per 100,000 people in Canada than the United States? So much for the border, you know. I don't believe this ever had anything to do with the Canada-U.S. border, Daniel. By the way, which this is the first time in history it's been closed. Maybe since 1812, when Canada wasn't even Canada then. We were a British colony. But I was suspicious from the start, Daniel, because I wasn't scared out of my wits, and I was still able to think, and I'm really good at arithmetic. I'm in the arithmetic business. Tons, pounds, ounces, and it's what we do in our business. And it never has added up. It never has made sense to me. But it turns out if you scare people, they'll just swallow whatever you're shoveling, and out of fear. And I can see posts on social media, you know, just do what the government tells you and we'll all be all right. And these radio ads, my God, they must have spent tens of millions a month across the country. And the ad finishes with an untruth. We won't all be safe until we're all vaccinated.
Wow.
That's a lie. It's none of the vaccines is to prevent COVID. They're to lessen the symptoms if you get infected, which is kind of weird in itself. The flu shot, for example, is supposed to help stop us from getting the flu, not recover easier. Now, is it 100% effective? Heck no. I got it one time, and I got the flu that year. There's tons of people that still get the flu regardless of the shot. So it's very strange the way this has been gone about, very strange the way they scared the heck out of us, especially when you consider, Daniel, that approximately 500,000 people a year die with influenza B. Not from it, but with it, just like COVID. Now, they've told us that, oh, they've all been killed from COVID. And God bless those folks whose lives have been taken. No disrespect to them and their families, of course. But, again, the very numbers that they've used to scare us have not been true. And when you look at the true numbers and do some arithmetic, not new math, as we used to call it. I'm old. We used to call it new math, trigonometry, X, Y, Z. I didn't learn anything about that. I couldn't see the sense in it. And I guess the joke was on me. But arithmetic, I'm real good at. And this has not added up. They've refused all kinds of evidence from the state of New York, for example, where Governor Cuomo did hundreds of thousands of random tests. Through daylight hours all over New York State, And then they gave the figures to an actuarial, who, this is at least 8 months ago, Daniel, it might be 9 months ago, to an actuarial, you know, the type of people work for insurance companies and say, what's the likelihood of you dying when you're 40 and all this kind of stuff. And they said in New York State, the actuarial figure said that 3 million people already had been infected and recovered. Now, I did back then, I did the arithmetic for the United States by population, and you know, the actual figures come out that the worst of it was over before we even called it a pandemic in terms of numbers, millions and millions of people. So why hide this stuff? I mean, it's the press is supposed to report the news, and we're all supposed to digest it and decipher it for ourselves and what we think, and we don't all think alike, but it helps if you have the truth in front of you, Daniel. I think you like to play poker. Well, how would you like to play blind poker? You don't get to see your cards. It's a 100% total gamble. And you know, as time's gone on, it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's a conspiracy. It's no longer a theory. As far as I'm concerned, and you know, I read a lot about this, and as you do, I don't think most people do, Daniel. They turn on the television and see what they say, and you know, all been about.
Well, let me interrupt here. What do you tell your friends? Let's get down to brass tacks. What do you tell your friends or family about this experimental COVID, you know, gene therapy slash quote unquote vaccine, experimental vaccine? What do you tell them when they're thinking about getting this?
Well, I start like this. Do you understand that the vaccines are not to prevent COVID? And most of them look at me funny. Like, they
what do they say?
Did think.
What do they say?
Well, and then I'll say, are you aware that with the mRNA vaccines that you become a genetically modified organism yourself? And they look at me really strangely then. I say, well, you do. Check it out. Research it. Read it. That's what you do. When you change your DNA so that your immune system's on high alert for COVID, but on lower alert for everything else that it's supposed to protect us from, cancer and all the other nasty things that can happen to us. And then you look at the arithmetic. Even if you believed the death rates reported, even if you believe those, and look at the less than 1%, you know, have you looked at the risk? And they'll ask me, so are you going to get vaccinated, Wayne? And here's been my answer to most people. I would do a year in jail first before I would accept one of those vaccines. If you want to talk about scared, Daniel, I'm scared to death of the vaccines. People have died. The other thing that really bothered me, from the outset, they said that allergies could be a real problem. They had, I don't know, some 20-odd people in Norway, I think, that died soon after being vaccinated, and they had allergies. And so my friends, as they were getting vaccinated, many of them in Florida, I'd say, so what questions did they ask you at the vaccination center? Well, they just asked for ID. Oh, well, then they saw your age. Did they comment about your age? My friend said to me, well, they didn't look at it. They just kind of scanned it. I guess they have to keep track of who they vaccinated. I said, they didn't ask you any questions. How old are you? Have you got any serious ailments? Do you have any serious allergies? No, not a question. I've yet to talk to a person in Canada, the United States, who's gotten a vaccine, Daniel, who has asked one question.
How
cavalier do we want to be with this?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, just so you understand how important that is, again, this is not Wayne, this is not me saying this. The pharmaceutical companies, in their own literature, tell you, if you have allergies, you should be careful getting this vaccine, maybe you shouldn't get it. They tell you, if you have antibodies in your system, you shouldn't get it. They tell you this. These doctors, quote unquote, or the people at the grocery store or wherever that are giving this shot, they're not even asking these questions. This is insane. Why are they not asking these questions? They give you a form and basically to tell you that you're informed about the risk you're taking. and that just sign right here and then you can get your shot and now you're going to be free and now you're going to be safe and now everything will be good. Don't worry about it. It's a lie.
It goes further than that even, Daniel. The latest press up here on the weekend said that now the Moderna vaccine, I guess it hasn't been available to Canadians, and now there's 9 million doses coming by the end of June. And people are saying, well, I don't, to their doctors or the vaccine, I don't want the Moderna. Now, I don't know why they're saying this, but the report didn't say. It is one of the mRNA vaccines, one of two, that and the Pfizer, that have the highest efficiency rates, according to the short tests. But the article is entitled, this isn't a quote, but some of the words are, shockingly unnecessary. Those two words were in the headline. People not wanting or refusing the Moderna vaccine is shockingly unnecessary and may lead to trouble. Now, that's a headline to scare. And I read the nonsense that followed, and this was by our health experts in the government. Just the nonsense that followed, all alluding that the vaccine prevents getting COVID. And, you know, as time goes on, it's driving me crazy, Daniel, because I'm waiting for people to wake up. Now, you know what was encouraging to me for the sake of people?
What?
Is that I've read that lines at the vaccination centers in Canada and the U.S. are flat. People aren't rushing to get it. Do you know what they've done in Toronto, our biggest city, Daniel, to encourage people? They have rock and roll bands playing at the vaccination centers. Swear to you.
Well, here, if you get a vaccine, Krispy Kreme would give you a free donuts for a year. They give you a donut a week for a year. That's true.
Well, I mean, in Canada, that? I guess we're not overly bright, because why can't you just go to the vaccination center, listen to the rock and roll band, then go home again? It's not like they got you inside and you got to get the vaccination first. It's just to encourage you to get out there, like our problem is transportation.
Well, it was with voting, apparently. Apparently people can't get to a voting booth, but I digress. Let me tell you a story, ladies and gentlemen. We just have a few minutes, but I think this is important. I went through this with my wife's niece. My wife's niece, her parents both got the shot. I'm very suspicious. I'm seeing things. I don't know this. I'm just saying I'm very suspicious about a shedding from the people that are getting this shot, what have you. Anyway, the niece, she's 11 years old. Her foot starts hurting her. Her foot starts hurting her. It gets to the point where it's so bad that your parents can't even really touch it. She's having trouble walking. It spreads up to her knee. Now her knee is hurting. I haven't talked to her in a few days. I don't know what's going on with her now. I'll find out. But she has to have a splint on to even walk. Okay, I call around, you know, I know a lot of people, a lot of doctors, what have you. I'm kind of asking this because I'm suspicious in my mind. I'm thinking this is COVID related or it's the shot related, the experimental shot related somehow. I could just feel it. I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts. I start calling around to a couple people and asking them, is this unusual? Is this, what's your thoughts about this? They say basically they are seeing in their practices, the calls they get, what have you, all the craziest things you could ever imagine, residual effect from A, either COVID itself getting it, or B, from the shot. And they are suspecting, just like me, even though it's hard to prove, but they feel strongly that shedding is occurring. They can't prove this, but without question, weird things like this, they said almost guaranteed this is some kind of COVID-related something that's going on with your niece. Now, they're scrambling and trying to get, they don't, of course, they don't believe any of this, the niece's parents. I don't know. I'm gonna probably talk to them again. You know how talking to family, you know, I can talk to strangers, well, you're not strangers, the audience. I have a more intimate relationship with you over the radio, never even seen you, than some of my family. You know what I mean. You know how that works. So I'll find out more. But just be aware, ladies and gentlemen. Just be aware of a lot of this. Stay up to date on your vitamins. You know the things, zinc and what have you. You got to keep your system strong. And there's a lot of going on. There's a couple, 3 minutes left. Wayne, it's all yours. Whatever you want to end up on, talk about a good story about Heart Drops. Talk about somebody's life who's been changed by one of the Strauss products or something.
Well, I could tell many, many stories, including my own, about that, Daniel. But I'd just like to say to folks to pay special attention these days to your own health. Do get some exercise, a light stroll. Doesn't have to be strenuous, a bicycle ride. If you can work with some weights, you can start with a can of canned goods, just doing something more than you're doing. I really believe in the supplements, Daniel, and these days, vitamin D3, full-spectrum minerals, vitamin C. I know all these things are available at the Power Mall, and I take them religiously these days to stay healthy. The food, we have to be careful not to eat too much junk food, and if you're lucky enough to have a garden, just get out there on your hands and knees, pull some weeds, breathe that fresh air in. You're out there amongst the bacteria and the viruses and everything else that we're partially made from. So it's one thing to stay at home, but it's another thing to stay totally inactive. It's not good for us. And try and get enough sleep. They have the REM sleep, I believe, and the Tranquil for anxiety, REM sleep for sleeping issues at the Power Mall. I believe they're still on special. These are great products. I was involved with trials on them myself here in Canada. And I think these are the things we need to consider more than ever before, Daniel. And
thank you, Wayne. Daniel Atala on the other side. There he goes. A great Canadian. A great American. We're going to claim him. Stay there, Wayne.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.